here comes a show.
Everybody, and welcome back to the Fast Trade Podcast. I don't know what episode it is, but this is the episode of the year right now. We're recording at a different type of spot. You know, Alex, you want to tell them where we're at?
We're at an abandoned cult headquarters.
An actual cult house, if you look it up.
You're not going to believe that.
No, they won't, but it's in Hinsdale. If you look it up,
Hinsdale cult building. That's where we are right now.
And we're right now outside, and this random old guy just biked by us and was giving us the death stare. But we're making... But we're still going to make the episode of the year. Oh, we're going to start off with some first four games. Who are we picking?
I don't know. Well,
we can start with Pitt, Mississippi State.
Pitt, Mississippi State. I don't know a whole lot about Pitt. I know Mississippi State's a very defensive team. And I'm going to pick Pitt just because I don't want to have to see Mississippi State play Iowa State because that would be the most boring game of basketball ever. So I'll pick Pitt.
And also, Pitt made a solid run in the ACC tournament as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And they have Colgate legend Nelly Cummings running the point guard.
Cummings.
And I think...
Wait, Cummings transferred here?
Yeah.
Over Colgate? Wow.
It's fine.
Not
fine. I didn't know you were going to be okay with that. Here, let's keep the window up. I don't want to
raid.
This is sketchy. Like, seriously.
Once a raider, always a raider.
All right. Personally, I got Pitt also. I've seen some TikToks, and they just look like they got a fun atmosphere, a fun team. I don't know much about them. I don't know. What's the other 11 seed? Arizona State and who?
Nevada.
Arizona State, Nevada. I would probably would take Nevada. I don't think Arizona State's that good, right?
I don't think they are either, but I'm going to take Arizona State just because I feel like the only reason they're in the tournament is because of that full court or half court shot they beat Arizona off of. So I think they'll be playing loose. They'll be playing free.
Honestly, I feel pretty I feel like you're pretty fake because JT Pettigrew plays for Nevada.
You mean Trey Pettigrew?
Yeah, whatever the fuck his name is.
I do like Trey Pettigrew. That's not his name.
Yes, it's JT.
No, it's not. It's not JT. It's Trey Pettigrew.
Okay.
It totally is. But I'm going to take Arizona State. Yeah, it's Trey Pettigrew. But I feel like they'll just be playing a little bit free. They'll be playing loose.
So this is not your time. What is your not gambling advice for the round? You two can do this.
Dun, 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 dun,
for first four.
Not gambling advice. I would not advise you to bet on the under. How do I word this? This is not gambling advice, but I think you should bet on the under for Mississippi State and Pitt, whatever it is. Joey, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
Joey, the expert Ackerman, what is the under?
Let's see. Well, while we're searching this up, I would like to take the Nelly Cummings over. It's at 10.5, and he had a pretty bad game in the ACC tournament when they were eliminated.
Due.
But he is
due. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
And Nelly Cummings has due for 11 points.
And the under is 133.5.
Yep, hammer it.
Hammer it.
Yeah, hammer that.
Low,
all right, now we're just going to do... Oh, wait, what are the other first four games? I mean, I don't care about the 16.
Yeah, we don't
Farley Dickinson versus...
Farley Dickinson is terrible.
I
know that.
Texas Southern. They're 16-20 on the year. They were the 7th
seed. Oh, yeah, that's the worst one.
They were the 7th seed in their own made-up conference, and they...
I just got pissed because Farley Dickinson made the tournament when it should have been Merrimack because purely off the fact that...
So we'll take
Merrimack's new to Division I, which now I can't watch Ryan Isaacson ride the bench.
Yeah. So Texas Southern was a 7th seed in their own fictional made-up conference, and then they won their conference tournament, so maybe they'll win a game in the first four. I'll pick them.
I don't know the other one. It's like Southern Missouri State versus...
SEMO
versus what?
Aren't they playing Corpus Christi, Texas Corpus Christi?
Yeah.
Texas Corpus Christi's favorite, I believe. I'm quite sure. So, we'll pick them.
Alright. So, now we're just going to go to some quick this or that.
This or that.
Alright, and Joey will take a brief break. Joey, you can go outside.
Pee in the building.
Joey's got to pee. Just go over to that bush. Go over to that bush. Or in the tree.
Did you say I'm a bush?
Alright, Joey is a
creep. I can't play around holy ground.
He's, alright, Alex, move up to the front.
He's Jewish, too. He's gonna die.
Alright.
No, I have to watch this. I don't want to take his spot. He could die.
Right. All right. Well, we'll start off. So we'll start off with Doritos or Ruffles. What do you have?
I don't really like Doritos. I'll take Ruffles. And the Cool Ranch Doritos smell like ass whenever someone opens a bag of those.
And they're always on your fingers, I feel like.
All chips are
good. All right. Sports drinks like Gatorade and those types of drinks, what I mean, or soda?
I'm a big soda guy.
Really?
So I'll take soda. I really like soda.
I feel like Body Armor is just an elite player.
I think Body Armor is made with coconut water.
Yeah, it is. It's a type of sports drink.
I think so. It's an opinion.
Good job. It is a fact.
Joey died. No, he made it back.
Joey made it back.
Everyone clap it up for Joey.
And he's back!
I'll take soda.
What?
Soda or sports drinks?
What? Oh, the piss was pretty good. it was steaming a little bit over there.
All right, Joey.
Soda or sports drink?
Yeah, soda or sports drink. Like soda, a sports drink is in Gatorade.
Yeah.
I'm hydration.
Like, are we talking Prime or Gatorade? That's a different question.
No, it's any of them. Like, any soda.
What do you want to drink? What do you watch? Kent State beat Indiana.
Probably a sports drink. You know, just.
Yeah, like, same.
It's just.
Nah, just soda just doesn't hit anymore. It's not the same.
Wait, no.
I actually kind of like flat soda sometimes.
Okay.
Like flat.
That's, okay. Right. Now your opinion's invalid. I just won the debate.
I meant soda. My bad.
So Dylan likes flat soda. Me and Joey picked.
No, what I mean is like me and Joey win KO.
Okay.
I pick DP.
Shared couch.
Yeah.
When you're watching, shared couch or chair. Shared couch or chair.
What? Like, am I sharing a
chair? Like you're on a you're on the chair by yourself. Or you're sharing a couch with your friends. I'd say shared couch.
I would say.
I feel like it's a better atmosphere.
Dylan likes to be on the couch with other men.
Yeah.
I'd probably say, I don't know.
I need my personal space.
It depends. I don't know. It depends on how comfortable this couch is.
They're both very comfortable.
Then I take the chair.
Okay.
No, wherever I get more individual space. Because sometimes on the couch, you do have more space. If there's three people on a couch, or just you in a chair.
I just want the atmosphere of a shared couch. That's just what I want.
Dylan likes the atmosphere of the couch.
Yeah. Coke or Pepsi.
Coke.
What type of Coke?
Just fucking regular Coke. Why are you asking such complex questions?
What is it, Joe?
Coke, for sure.
So what was the question? Like, what would change your answer?
Yeah, wait. What would make it so it was Pepsi?
Because cherry Pepsi and cherry Coke. I take cherry Pepsi.
Shut up. You're just trying to be unique.
Yeah, you are.
Get your elbows off the center console.
Yeah, you're going to destroy our audio. Sandwiches or pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza. If I get a Tombstone pizza, I could hork that.
What the hell is a Tombstone pizza?
It's like this frozen pizza you get at the Mike. It's disgusting.
What about Domino's?
It looks disgusting.
It looks so bad, but it tastes so good. And I can just, and it's like, it's worth like 1,300 calories. So I ever have like the Sunday practices I have.
Don't count calories. Calories isn't healthy, Mr. Moore said.
What?
Brent Moore, future Division One.
No, but I want to eat more calories. Like, it's okay to eat more if you're counting to eat more.
Oh, no.
No, it's unhealthy.
All right, my bad. That's what my health teacher said, too.
Yeah, you don't want to count them. I think counting them, this is.
I'm not saying like all of them. I'm just saying this thing has a lot of calories. It's good.
I think holding yourself to a strict calorie limit, no matter what, is bad. But I think counting your calories just so you know.
No, yeah, exactly. No, it's not like I'm like I can only eat three.
So therefore, Dylan actually has anorexia. Next question, please.
I eat the entire pizza though.
And then you puke it all up.
No. Pigs in a blanket
and keep that hourglass body.
Pigs in a blanket or tater tots.
Tater tots.
Tater tots.
Pigs in a blanket. What? You need that meat if you need
something. We're eating Tombstone pizzas, allegedly.
Yeah, I mean.
No, but tater tots.
How come Joey has to say something weird every time we talk about food during March Madness? Last time it was the Sprite and
no, the Coke. Throat.
No, but like. It's,
no! Put it back, Alex. Shining moment, it's all on. Alright, cheeseburgers or hot dogs?
I'll say cheeseburgers.
Jimmy's dogs. Oh, wait. If it's Jimmy's dogs, I'm taking Jimmy's dogs.
Yeah, but that's a different question.
Like, I love Jimmy's
dogs. All right. The best cheeseburger ever or Jimmy's dogs?
Jimmy's dogs.
Jimmy's dogs. That chili cheese or whatever the fuck it is.
So good.
Mm-hmm. No one knows about Jimmy. Hey, not sponsored, but everyone go to Jimmy's dogs.
Jimmy's dog house, I think.
Jimmy's dog house.
Or dog shack. I don't remember what it's called exactly. Joey's looking at his stocks right now, which is good. Before we go into bad news, gotta look at some stocks, how the market's doing today. Popcorn or candy?
Popcorn. Kind
of candy? It's any candy versus any type of popcorn. Mm. I'm taking candy. So much more versatile.
You know.
Yeah, but popcorn just hits different.
I'm gonna side with Joey.
Yeah, can you
especially when you're watching sports.
Because, yeah, watching, just in general, I'd rather eat candy, but if you're watching a sporting event, I like. I like to have some popcorn. You can like throw it up in the air and catch it in your mouth. Like
you can do the same thing.
Yeah, but like, you know, Skittles. When you throw the Skittle up in your mouth, it hits your tooth and it hurts so bad.
And you check your tooth.
And then you're traumatized. And you go to the dentist.
You go to the ER. And they try to give you surgery, but it doesn't work.
Surgery on your chipped tooth.
Yes, and then you die.
Okay.
So it's deadly.
Okay, this is the last one for this, and then we're gonna do one more question before we go to anchor. But watch March Madness at school. But, like, you gotta hide from the teacher, and it's like you're kind of with friends, but not really. Like, semi-strict teachers, or watch at home, but you have to watch it alone.
The only thing that hits harder than Ray Rice in an elevator is after school on that first Friday, going to one of your friends' houses and their mom orders you, like, food, and you watch it on a shared couch. That's my favorite day of the year.
Dude, wait, and you're ordering a pizza, and you have some popcorn with you and some Pepsi?
Fuck no. We're not having Pepsi.
Coke, my bad.
Yeah.
Unless it's cherry.
Like, we always
have Jimmy's dog.
And some Jimmy's dog?
Alright, I'd have to agree. I think watching at school with friends. I did it without friends last year at home. It was fun.
You say you'd have to agree?
But
that's not what I said. I said going to Braden's house after school, so it's going home.
So, I'm saying during the school day, though.
Yeah, it's not during the school day. It's after school.
I'm talking... Would you rather? It's the school day, right? And there's games during the school.
I totally misunderstood the question.
Yeah, I know. Would you rather be at school or be at home? Like, you skip the day. Yeah. I'm going to school.
No, there's always one teacher. It always happens with, like, 4 minutes left in a close game. And it's like a game that you're into.
I may skip about. This year. I need to get somebody else, though, because all my teachers are strict on that.
Right. I'm a sneaky boy, so it's fine.
No, it's like they put Go Guardian on and they block all sites.
That's why I have a phone and none of my afternoon teachers.
They make you put phone in your cubby. Like,
not
Fryler.
My afternoon classes. Yeah, my first, my periods 2 and 3 are pretty strict.
It's the opposite.
About it, and I'm fine.
My morning is not strict at all. And then my afternoon, like Mrs. Stock, I could easily watch the game.
I have a good schedule for that. So I'm actually going to say school for this year. Mm-hmm. For this.
I'm saying school too, but I'm just going to. In most years I'd say school. This year I may actually pick home. Like, I may go home just to watch by myself because I want to watch Furman play. And they play.
But also, like, 11. Eating and stuff while you're watching, just relaxing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And you don't have to do school also. Yeah.
I don't do school anyways.
Yeah, we know, Alex.
I have a 2.8 GPA.
Oh, what is the correct number of TVs you can watch?
Three.
Two. I had notes on this. I remember I said something.
Cade has in his basement, he has 3 TVs. And I think it's a good number.
You can't focus on 3 at once.
I got 4.
But normally one's...
The most there can be at a time, most games at a time, is 4, and I think I need to watch every
one
game.
One game's usually shitty, so...
Yeah, but you can always flip back and forth, too, if you have 2 TVs.
No, but I don't like flipping. I just like it all.
I like flipping.
I like to get all that. Remember when we got all the Colgate? We used every device we had and put Colgate on it? That was an elite moment. Alright.
When do they play, Thursday? That's 6.
I don't know.
It's not during school.
Yeah. We should watch party. Actually, watch party.
Huh. Ouch.
You didn't want to do it.
Oh, car just came out of the cold. Follow him.
Okay. No, this is actually... I've been looking over my shoulder so much. I'm freaked out.
Did the guy on the bike ever come back?
Oh, also, I just want to say this last thing before we go to break about the first four. I know a lot of people are saying, like, the first four should be canceled, or, like, mid-major should just automatically get to go to the
real game. You're going
to
talk about the thing with the money. Everyone's seen that TikTok.
Okay.
We all know it. I think they know it, too.
But, like, just in case they don't.
All right, I'll explain it then.
No, we're just going to the break. Everybody does know
about that.
No, I saw it. I read an article.
You feel really smart when you tell people, though. I do agree.
I know. No, I read an article before it came out because I was in... And then...
Guys, Tim was, like, reading.
And then the tech... No, it's, like, it was the only thing... You're scared the shit out of me with that. And the only... And the next day, everybody started posting. I was so... Because I was prepping.
What if you just saw the TikToks a day late?
What?
What if the TikToks, you just saw them a day after they were made?
That's true. All right.
Because TikTok is the real source of all reliability.
And now we're going to come back to the official Fast Break podcast bracket.
Yeehaw!
All right, we are back with the bracket. We're going to start off in the South region, and each one of us will have our own region, but then the final one, the Midwest region, we will share it. So, 1 versus 16 seed, Alabama versus I don't fucking know who.
A&M Corpus Christi or SEMO?
Yeah, my bad. I'm not, like, a major fan of Alabama, but they are the SEC champs, and the Del Dong has them winning. So, their Del Dong rated 64.2, but I made a couple adjustments, and it's not fully updated my notes, so...
Alabama's winning that. And then this is the first game that's really going to be close, obviously, because the 8-9. It's a real toss-up between Maryland and West Virginia. I don't love either team. It's really close. Del Dong prefers Maryland by, like, 1-point-something points. And historically, I know Big Ten teams are really bad, but and Maryland is 2-for-3 in their last five. But Maryland does have 4 double-digit scores, and while they don't shoot particularly well, they're really good rebounding, like a really physical team. And when I was watching some of like the game stuff, they're very. I think that their physicality is going to play a big role, and their big Julian Reese is going to be like a major player.
He's kind of a.
He's talking too much about Maryland. He's picking Maryland.
Well, yeah, I'm.
Fuck.
On paper, though, they suck. Like, I hate them. But I didn't. When originally I was looking at on paper, I was like, oh, I think it's going to be. Other than, like, them having 4 double-digit scores, like, on paper, West Virginia's better. But if you watch them play, Maryland's better. And Maryland does force more turnovers. And here's why. So, West Virginia, first of all, they're a below-average Big 12 team. Yes, the Big 12's incredible, but they're still below average. The number one guy is Eric Stevenson. Alex, give me some notes on him.
I have a crush on him.
Very streaky. And then I know their big Trey Mitchell. He used to play for UMass, which is an A-10 team. Used to love him when he was an A-10. But now he's their main big, and he's an average rebound. I think he averages 5-point-something rebounds per game. But when you watch him play, he plays extremely. He like plays like a stretch. Isn't very like muscular. He's more of a skinny guy, kind of like Mike. And other than him, that's their top rebounder. And other than Trey Mitchell, they don't have like.
What about James Okonkwo out of Great Britain? Bet you didn't research him. He's a dog. British bull dog.
Well, he's probably their second best rebounder then, with like 4 a game. But exactly. So he's not very good.
But he's British.
Also, while West Virginia, I watched them. They play like they're really fast, but Maryland has better pace than them. Is it normal for them? I only watched their tournament games.
They don't really have like. They're not, like, fast all the time.
They're all over the place. Yeah,
they do whatever they want.
Obviously, I think this is a real toss, though. Like, I didn't have, like, this was a recording time decision. I just think that Jameer Young, Julian Reese, and Hakeem Hart, they're going to be good defensively, especially Hakeem Hart on Eric Stevenson is who I'm predicting. Just because
matters guarding him.
Off of size.
He's going to play good or he's going to play
But, you know, West Virginia does. It's not like they're an incredible three-point shooting team. And, like you said, Eric Stevenson is extremely streaky. He does it, like. He's either hitting all the shots or missing all of them, and I think it's harder for teams to shoot well in March Madness. Mm-hmm. Just like from watching from last year, a lot of teams, like, one match that sticks out in my head is the Ohio State-Loyola game. They shot terribly, and all these games are going to be tough. And obviously they have Bob Huggins, but I don't think... But this isn't like a Bob...
physical with the Maryland.
I know, but Bob Huggins, you said this wasn't like a natural Bob Huggins team. So, yeah, he's not coaching his element. He's changing his style up. Next up is STSU.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah?
I just have one thing to say about that.
Yeah.
When Kadrian Johnson and Eric Stevenson combined for 47 points.
It's a toss-up. I still think it's going to be extremely close.
That's some gambling advice.
Also, Hakeem Hart locked up Jalen Hood-Schifino in the Big Ten.
Exactly. Too. He's a great defender.
Eric Stevenson's going to play. He probably won't be guarding Eric Stevenson.
Eric Stevenson is 6'8". He's the tall, and he's kind of like a guardish, right? Hakeem Hart's the tallest guard on Maryland.
Katie Johnson's probably more talented. Because
I can't say his name. Jahirim Young. Jameer Young. Demir. He's only 6'1", so he's not going to guard a 6'8" dude. It's going to be the guy that's 6'4", and their best defender.
And number one, Trace Jackson Davis, too.
Damn.
That did happen.
That's Jameer Young. He's tough. He gets a lot of stuff off pick and rolls, which is why I like him. But it's going to come down to, I think, the bigs with Julian Reese. Julian Reese will probably have a big game because he's really – he averages, like, the 5th most offensive rebounds in the Big Ten. I just, like –
he's super athletic.
Mm-hmm. All right, continue on. All right, number 5 versus number 12, SDSU versus Charleston. SDSU, they won their conference title, 7th best in 3-point defense. First half defense is number 8, and they're also great at, like, limiting their opponents to second-chance rebounds and second-chance points. Charleston, they're incredible rebound. They're a good rebounding team. They're 40th in the nation. Also, defends the three ball well. They attempt the most threes in the NCAA. They
don't make any of them.
Yeah, they don't make a lot of them. They allow a lot of free throws. Like, they allow a lot of free throws. They foul a lot. They're a great first half scoring team, which matches up well with SDSU being a great first half defensive team. They're actually the number one offensive rebounding team in the nation, which matches up with. SDSU being able to secure rebounds. And then they are 9th in three-pointers made. And I also love their big Ante. I can't
fuck. Shut up. Ante's, that's my player.
I know. I saw him and I was like, okay, what's all that?
I've been a fan of him for months.
I know, and I haven't been. And you know what? That's probably going into the decision why this is another recording time decision, because it's another close game. Everybody's taking Charleston, but everybody's forgetting that SDSU defends the three ball really well. And it's not like SDSU is just some bum team.
They're from the Mountain West. Everyone hates them.
Mountain West historically does decent in the tournament. They do better than expected.
I think that's wrong.
But SDSU has the best three-point defense, and it's not like it's a major size disadvantage for SDSU, so I think that they're going to pull out the win just off defense. Absolutely. And also, Charleston isn't that great for three. They just shoot the most. Yeah. They're really chuck. So I just don't like that play style.
Andy Brusovic, triple-double incoming.
Mm-hmm. I think he's going to ball out. I think the big's going to play well. It's just the guards.
I have this one guard who's a straight bucket. He's just a
The one who sniper. Looks weird? The one with the funny-looking one?
Yeah.
Okay. Virginia versus Furman.
Furman, you picking Furman?
I am, because first of all, I'm biased, but two, it's not that crazy of an upset, I feel like. Virginia's been upset so many times. Obviously, there's the 16 seed one, but also teams like Ohio beat them when they had that one dude with the curly hair, the curly ginger hair.
Oh, yeah, Jason Preston.
Yeah, that guy.
He's so weird.
I'm also just not a big fan of UVA. I've watched them play, and I just hate, like, they just suck. I don't think they're that good. I know they're ranked really high or whatever in AP poll, but they're just not that good in my opinion. I watched them play against Syracuse one time, and I just wanted to fucking kill myself. Like, seriously, it was that bad. Like, missed layup. Like, maybe it was an off night. I haven't watched that much film on UVA, but I have seen a lot on Furman. I've been following the team all year purely because of Ben Vanderwall, because he used to play for
Ben Vander Bad.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Ben Vander.
The Rick. Only thing I can see with Furman.
Oh, good one, Joey. Good what one.
What I can see
ben
with
Ben Vander's ceiling.
Only thing I can see with UVA, they do have like a good defense, and but they haven't been a good team since NC State at the beginning of February, and they have a decent assist to turnover ratio, and they don't foul that much.
Oh, speaking of Vander, Vander Plus, I don't remember his first name, but he's one of Virginia's top three scorers. I believe he's out for the tournament.
Furman?
No, for Virginia. It's Vander something. I don't know his actual first name, but it's Vander. He's a Vander.
Oh, so it's also that's such a coinky doink.
That's a coinky doink indeed.
Okay, now Furman. Furman's heavily favored by Del Donga. Also, like it's by.
I'm choking on Colt.
I'm choking on Furman.
Just like they're gonna choke against.
They can't choke.
Virginia and Tony Bennett.
So, Del Donga has him by over 10 on that little score sheet.
They play Hinsdale Middle School.
No. they are 11th in points per game, and they're extremely efficient. They're the best team at shooting twos, and they're 12th in efficiency field goal percentage. And then they're, like, high-powered offense. And I just love their seniors, Mike Bothwell and Jalen Slauson. Slauson's one of the most talented mid-major guys I've seen. He's nicknamed the Army Knife. And
the Swiss Army Knife?
The Swiss Army Knife, sorry.
The Army Knife.
He's also like that. So that's who I'm taking. Now, Crane versus NC State. To be honest, I know a lot more about Crane than I do NC State, just in terms of play style and, like, they're how their season's been going and, like, their narrative. And that's it. First of all, they don't allow many free throws also, which is, like, a really good sign. You don't want other teams getting shots at the line. They're a really good defensive rebounding team. And obviously they went through, like, a lot of momentum early on in the year, and while they were expected to be a really top-tier team, but now they're back on track, and I think with the adversity, they're, like, going to play better. And they're also just another gritty Big East team, and Big East teams, I feel like, are going to be really good this year in the tournament. They're a really solid conference. NC State obviously had the great backcourt, and they have but
Turquavion.
Yeah, Turquavion. He's a beast. But they don't have incredible shooting splits, and they got only two board getters, so I'm not very impressed. And I think I watched a little bit of their film. I saw, like, obviously Turquavion's good, but I didn't see much else. Baylor versus UC.
You're taking Crane, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm taking Crane. Sorry, I thought that was obvious. Baylor versus UCSB. I'm taking Baylor. Baylor's just, I mean, first of all, it's Baylor by a lot in the Del Dong. In one of the revised versions, it was like closer, but Baylor has incredible coaching. They have a great defensive strategy with the no middle defense. They are, you know, they're both young and old. They have, like, some young stars like Keontae George, and they have older guys that also, like, are still on the team. So they're not just, like, some one and done team that will get upset. They're a solid program. So I think that one's obvious. Baylor versus UCSB. Missouri versus Utah State.
Could be the game of the first round.
Yeah, a lot of people having Utah State winning this game, and that was my most exciting game is what I'm taking this one. And so does Del Dong. Del Dong has Utah State winning. Utah State is just extremely efficient from all levels, and they're also a great passing team. However, Mizzou's not far behind in any of the categories that, you know, Utah State excels in, which is why it'll be such a great matchup. And Missouri does have some big wins, like against Kentucky. We watched them play, beat them in Kentucky in the tournament also.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked decent, but I just think that this would be another toss-up, but it's going to come down to Utah State just being a little better. Now, AZ versus Princeton. Princeton, I predicted that they were going to win their conference tournament because of this guy. He's from England, point Kaden forward.
Pierce.
No, Tosun Ebuornami, or whatever the fuck. I don't know his name. I can't pronounce his name.
Tostito Abuzagamini.
He's been the best player in the Ivy Leagues for 2 years, and I think this will be the game that's closer than most people think, but AZ is still going to win.
Princeton has Glenbard West, West Suburban Conference alum Kaden Pierce. He's actually having a really good year.
Yeah, he is. I think he won freshman Ivy League Year of the Year.
Good for him.
Or all freshman team.
Good. Send him my congrats.
All right, so Alex, now it's your turn.
All right, it is time for my Beasts of the East. First game is Purdue versus Texas Southern or FDU Purdue. We're not even going to discuss it. Second game, I also think this could be the game of the first round. It's Purdue. We're not going to discuss it. For the second game, or the 8-9 line, is going to be Memphis versus FAU.
Oh, that's a good one.
If I would have been giving this game like a week ago, I would have probably had it maybe go for FAU's favor, but I definitely would have been more conflicted. However, Memphis just beat Houston, and I think that's a big momentum thing.
Wait, Memphis won?
Yeah, they beat Houston. Oh, wow, Dylan does not know ball.
I didn't watch their conference game because I just assumed Houston would win.
I'll talk more about him later, but Kendrick Davis might be the most talented player in this region.
Who?
Kendrick Davis, guard for Memphis.
Transfer. I didn't study your
best transfer of the year.
That's blasphemous.
Best transfer of the year. So Kendrick Davis should be able to lead Memphis past FAU. Next game, I got some heaters in the first round here.
I know.
We have Duke versus Oral Roberts. So
don't tell me you're one of those guys that can pick that upset.
I'm not gonna pick Oral Roberts. That's if they were playing any of the other five seeds, I would have. I don't think any five seed is particularly strong this year other than Duke.
I like John. I like their new coach. Their new coach
John
is good.
The Shirebot?
The Shirebot is good. I don't think he's gonna have the same curse like Coach K did with
well,
all
that. Well, that would be something if they had back to back the greatest coaches in the history of college basketball, damn near. Someone is in the window of the cult.
No.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, he's pulling away something in the car window.
Joey, stop being fidgety. Control yourself. Play with your stress ball, Joey.
All right, continue.
So, Duke's on fire right now. They haven't lost in, I think, over a month. Oral Roberts is good, but they're not good enough to beat Duke. I really like the way that Tyrese Proctor is playing right now, and I'll get more into why I think Duke's going to go on a run this year later on, but I think their freshmen are starting to, they've gained more experience. They're starting to play better. And obviously, their talent ceiling.
Don't they also still have that one guard?
Jared Roach. Yeah, I have a whole thing in him later. Okay, so this is one of my least favorite games to pick of the first round is Tennessee and Louisiana. So Tennessee's really not all that fun to watch. They play good defense, but it feels like sometimes that they're playing good defense without, I don't feel like they have an identity. It seems like they almost play good defense on accident. They play good defense, but it doesn't seem like that's like what they're trying to do all the time. They just do it. It's kind of weird. It's kind of hard to explain. You got
to
watch it.
That's actually a good quality I feel like to have, to always be good defensively.
Right, but it seems like a fluke. It doesn't seem like they're should be good on defense. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But one of my favorite players in the country was on Tennessee, Zakai Ziegler. He tore his ACL. He's out for the whole tournament. And I think on offense they were bad with him. And as their primary ball handler and I think second or third leading scorer and probably most impactful player overall, it's going to be a big problem when without him. Louisiana's really bad, though.
Yeah, Louisiana sucks. And they're not big. They're tiny, right?
But, you know, it's March. So I think Tennessee
Are you serious?
Sucks ass.
You're
so I'm going to take the Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
You're just picking an upset because you want to pick.
I'm picking an upset.
That's actually why. No. You literally just said Louisiana sucks.
They do suck. I don't actually know if they'll win, but I think Tennessee is so bad. They're the worst seed that's 4 through 6. Every 6 seed, maybe even every 7 seed is better than them. They are so bad. I think Tennessee, if they win this game, they'll get clapped in the second round by Duke. But I'm just going to pick Louisiana because
You're a rebel.
Because I feel like it. No real reason other than Tennessee sucks.
All right. Well, let's hope your gut feeling's right. Let's hope
so. All
right.
It's not even a gut feeling. It's just I hate Tennessee this year. That's also, a gut Tennessee feeling. Also, Tennessee always is disappointing in March. It has nothing to do with Louisiana. They could be playing, like, they could be playing Hinsdale Middle School, and I'd probably pick Hinsdale Middle School over Tennessee right now. All right, Kentucky versus Providence. Another really fun game. The Bryce Hopkins revenge game, Fendel Colum.
Yeah, you got the best. I should have taken this region. This region is
Kentucky, the worst region. Kentucky started off poorly this year, but they've definitely picked it up recently. They're not, like, on fire
Wait, I just blind picked them.
They're not on fire. Shut up! I'm speaking. Dude,
Joey's region's at you pretty bad. I feel bad.
That region sucks. It's not fun to pick either. Yeah. So, Kentucky started off pretty bad this year, disappointing, but they've picked it up. They're not on fire like Duke is, but they're playing well.
No, they're not. That's just not
true. They're playing well.
I watched them play. Their only part of their game that's decent is their rebounding. They get all their points off second chance. And that's just Oscar Tshiebwe. I don't think they just aren't that good. You're saying they're getting better. They're not.
However, Providence is might be on the worst stretch of basketball than any team in the whole tournament.
Really?
They've won 3 of their last 10 games. They aren't, like, looking well. Their coach is going to leave. I think Providence is just a program that's in shambles. And obviously, Kentucky is a superior
Well, talent. Anything can happen in March.
Anything can happen. But I think Providence is just totally in shambles, and I don't want to pick them. So I'm not going to.
Coach Calipari's bum ass.
Xavier Wheeler is won a national title before. He's a little bit banged up. I think it's definitely something to monitor, but I think they'll be okay at least for round one. K-State versus Montana State. I think K-State wins this game. I don't think this would be the 14 seed to pick this year. Montana State, I think, if I recall, last year they were a very fun analytical team, a Colgate type of thing. I think Kansas State's pretty talented. I really like the addition of Keontae Johnson. I think that was huge. He's third-team All-American, as well as Marquise Noel. I think they look good. Very good backcourt, which is a good indicator of Marge, so I'm going to go with them. Michigan State versus USC. USC, I believe, is a popular pick in this game.
Just say why you're picking MSU.
I'm picking Michigan State.
Because you're a fan.
I'm biased. I would have picked them regardless. I'll admit that. But I do have an actual reason. USC's pretty much like their whole team is their guard, Boogie Ellis.
It's the same thing you said about NC State when you guys were projected to play them.
Right. I like the idea of Michigan State going up against a team who's just guard play. Because Michigan State has a very good defensive backcourt with Tyson Walker and A.J. Hogard.
I don't know if Tyson's that good at defenses.
He's not, but A.J.
Exactly.
So they'll be fine there.
So he has one guard.
All they have to do is hold Boogie Ellis in check, and they will be fine.
Yeah, but they have to hold Boogie Ellis in check.
I honestly think they hold him under 25 points, and they win this game.
You know, this is actually the exact same spot they were in the bracket last year. They played Davidson as the 7th seed and they won in the same region.
They pulled it out.
I know, but that team was worse.
They made do.
Yeah, that team was much worse.
Yeah.
Davidson was good. You picked Davidson to win.
Well, they had that one. No, I didn't. I didn't believe.
It was a wild guess. They had the Asian guy who was sick.
Yeah.
Love that.
And Foster, whatever.
The Foster lawyer. Michigan State transfer.
All right. Play. Finish it off with Marquette, Vermont.
So I'm going to pick Michigan State. Marquette's going to win against Vermont.
Yeah. All right. Joe, first round. Let's go. And then after this, we'll go to my second round. We're going to leave the last region. The group region for last.
Wow. All right, I apologize to the viewers because mine's not as in-depth as the other ones, but I'm trying my best out here. So, for the first game, it's Kansas versus Howard, and I think Howard really has no shot. There's no real UMBC team this year. Kansas is going to win this game. So, next off is Arkansas versus Illinois.
Bold. Dude, that's a hot take.
Yeah, that's bold. Next up is Arkansas versus Illinois. Both are coming off disappointments in their conference tourneys. Both are 4-6 in the last 10 games. I don't really like either of these teams.
Big Ten does bad in tournaments.
They do, but I trust Matthew Meyer and Terrence Shannon more than Ricky Council down the stretch, and I think that they have two go-to guys. They'll be able to get them a bucket.
I think they're both.
I think it'll be a very close game, and I think Illinois will pull it out.
I think that might actually be the two most talented teams in this region, like just talent alone.
Yeah, but they both had very disappointing.
What about Kansas? Kansas has a lot of talent.
Yeah, that's like a hot take, but Kansas is definitely more talented. Well, I don't know.
They have a lottery pick and a bunch of older guys that are also extremely talented and some sophomores that are pretty good.
All right, whatever. Continue on, Joseph.
All right, so next is St. Mary's versus VCU, the game which everyone will turn off after 5 minutes of watching because it's going to be so damn boring.
Yeah! Woo! Fuck defense! Woo!
I'll be surprised if the game even breaks 100 total points. Both these teams are really good defensively, and it could really go either way. But I feel like this is a game where people tend to pick an upset just because they're close enough.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. Big on picking upsets just because.
It's fun to pick upsets.
No, don't tell me you're going against the A-10.
No, but yeah, I think St. Mary's is going to win this
woo!
Game.
In Mahaney, woo!
They're just more talented and a better team, and I think that they'll pull it out.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Actually, I did pick VCU, but I don't disagree.
I can't believe that. You picked against an A-10 team.
I'll be right, though.
You know what? I'm going to flip this in my personal bracket to St. Mary's because I love Aiden Mahaney too much to pick against him. So.
All right. So next game is Iona versus UConn. And at first, I had UConn. I thought it was a pretty easy pick.
We are back. We just got cut off. We're going to have to re-record something because of a technical error. But, Joey, talk about...
At first you had UConn. That's what the last thing you said was.
Yeah. At first you had UConn.
So at first I had UConn in this game. But... Kellen in our health class. Shout out Kellen McInerney.
This is all scripted now.
He enlightened me on
Nelly
Junior Joseph.
Nelly Junior Joseph. Did you know that Junior is actually not his last name? It's not like
I had a friend that's first name was Junior.
That's not as weird. It's kind of strange to have it in the middle.
All right.
Yep. So Nelly Junior Joseph. Iona's moving on. The next game is TCU, and I fully expect Arizona State to win their play-in game. They have a bunch of dynamic playmakers, but play sloppy as well. And because of that, I think TCU will be able to win because of their dynamic backcourt with Mike Miles Jr. And, yep.
I do have one quick thing to say about TCU. Their probably second or third best player, Eddie Lampkin, he actually left the team because the coach was racist, I believe. And he's transferring next year, and he's not playing in March Madness. Just something to be noted of.
Wait, he just left?
It was, like, in the middle of the conference tournament, or maybe just before.
That's so stupid. Like, yeah. I understand that, like, racism
Dylan,
is
racism
terrible.
Racism is a real issue.
Racism is terrible, but, like, what? What did you just say?
Dylan's laughing about racism.
No, Joey. Whoa. No, Joey is. But
Nelly Junior Joseph.
But like, if you went through all that shit all year, just before March Madness,
it's a weird time.
That'd be terrible. Like,
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Dylan's saying racism's okay, and he should have just dealt with it. He should have rubbed some dirt on it, as Mr. Moore would say.
All right, Joey, continue.
So next off is Gonzaga versus Grand Canyon. A lot of people are hating on Gonzaga this year, and Grand Canyon's known for their defense and shooting threes. But I don't think Grand Canyon will be able to recreate their magic from last year. I think I got Gonzaga moving.
Wait, who Grand Canyon beat?
I don't know, but they won last year.
They did?
You sure?
Yeah.
No, they lost.
I swear they won. All right.
You really didn't do any notes.
No, I swear they won.
All right, and then Northwestern Boise. How about that?
I have Northwestern moving on. I like Boo Booey a lot.
Really?
I also like Chase Audige as a secondary playmaker as well.
I got Boise State just because Mountain West does better in the tournament than...
Mountain West sucks balls. Fuck the Mountain West.
I think stats like that are overdone where it's like the history of conferences and...
Yeah, but it's like consistent with the Big Ten. Everybody thinks this will be a new year, but this last year we were the best team before the tournament started, and then we just... all shit the bed.
Well, I still like Northwestern.
I agree.
And I think they'll win in the first round.
I concur.
Okay.
And then lastly is UCLA versus UNC Asheville. UNC Asheville, they're an interesting team. They shoot the three very well. But I just think UCLA is too talented with their top four, especially.
Personally, which is the only people they play, by the way. They have literally a three-man rotation at this
personally,
point.
Personally, I think that UNC Asheville has the best chance at upsetting.
Out of any 15 or 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think you forgot about one.
No, I remember
shit. Well, that's not an upset.
Yeah, true.
That's a favored team.
Yeah, all right, true. Now we're back to me in the South. Bama versus Maryland. I'm taking Bama. I think that Maryland's style is really good. But it doesn't match up well against Bama. And, you know, Alabama's got some killers. And they, like Brandon Miller, that kid, he either kills somebody or he can help assist somebody kill somebody. Because that shit, he's just got that shit in his DNA. I mean, And, I mean, also, Alabama has this great coach. Every year, they're better and better. Like, they start off, they suck. Then they got better in their conference. Then they won their conference. Now they are, like, considered the best team in America. I don't agree, but Bama's winning this game.
I just don't really see who's going to beat Alabama.
SDSU versus Furman. SDSU, I talked about it. They're really good at defending, but I just love Furman so much that I'm going to send them on to the next round. Just because purely their offense is awesome. They do. Man, they shoot the three. They don't depend on the three ball, though. And they have a lot of great like back cutting, a lot of motion in their offense. Their pace is really high. Best offense in America statistically. Like, all around, not just threes. We already know who the best, like, behind the arc is.
Okay, Elite Eight.
And they also size up well. For a mid-major team, they have really good size. So that's why they're, like, a team of mine, and I'm extremely biased. But also, Del Dong says they win. Creighton versus Baylor. Baylor's really good, but Creighton, I think, is just, again, another gritty team. This one's going to be the closest game in the second round. And I just think that just be, I think Creighton's going to pull it out. One, because the Del Dong says so, and two, just because I think that Baylor's, like, they're a good team. Like, they're a solid first-round team, but I don't think they'll keep it up in the second.
And they struggled recently, too.
Yeah, they did struggle, but I don't fully hold teams accountable, though, for their last 10 games. Like, I don't hold that.
Creighton has a very difficult time handling really good offensive guards. I think Baylor's a really bad matchup for them.
I know. No, I know it's a bad matchup. I just, like, I like the integrity of their team.
That's a shame. Is that, like, a white? Wait, they have a lot of white guys?
They have a good coach.
Yeah, Doug McDermott's dad. Too? He's Doug McDermott's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Why do you think Doug McDermott went to Creighton?
Arizona versus Utah State. I'm taking Arizona. Arizona's better than Utah State. I think Utah State is a really interesting team to watch, but Arizona's just better.
And the Mountain West is now dead, by the way, in our bracket.
Are you serious already?
Yeah. There goes the last one.
All right, Alex, you're up.
All right. Killed two of them. So,
I killed one.
Memphis versus the Boilermakers of Purdue.
No, I killed him in the second round, though, not the first.
Memphis versus Purdue.
Wait, can I say something?
Yes, go nuts.
No, I was just kidding.
Okay. Memphis is definitely a popular upset pick to beat Purdue. I picked this, and when I initially did my bracket, I picked Memphis.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with it for now. But I still might change it just because of how popular of an upset pick this is.
Let me back you on this just to keep you. I know it's a popular pick, and I'm not picking. I was watching their play styles. Memphis, if you watch Hoop Vision 68, he made a new video, 12 minutes, and he goes into one thing about every NCAA team that's in the bracket, in the tournament. The thing he says about Maryland, they press just to slow down. Memphis, they press to get steals. Purdue sucks at breaking presses.
That's true.
It'll be more of a run-and-gun game if Memphis wants to win.
Which is good for Memphis. I do think Zach Edey is going to be the X factor. Obviously, he's going to be the most...
Yeah, they're just going to post him up.
Right. He's going to have, like, 40 points. Not 40. He's going to have a lot of points in this game because the tallest player who plays on Memphis is 6'9". But he's going to be... I think he might be equally as much of a liability on offense or on defense as he will be on offense.
Yeah.
Because Memphis can run a pretty easy pick and roll and just... Or pick and pop because they have bigger guys that can shoot it a little bit. And they can just expose Zach Edey on defense. Like, in the Penn State-Purdue Big Ten Championship, Zach Edey wasn't being played on defense in the end of the game because of Penn State was running an effective press at the end there. And then also, he's just useless on defense.
Yeah, no, and Memphis runs it a lot. They run their press a lot.
And I like Kendrick Davis to just bully those freshmen.
Yeah, they have some talent, and I just heard they won their conference tournament, so they're coming in with some
news to tell.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll stick with Memphis for now, but I don't like how popular of an upset pick this is. It's starting to bother me.
For me, it just, like, makes too much sense. Purdue has a lot of talent. I think you guys are hating on Zach Edey a little bit.
It makes too much
sense. He's just so big that he's not that big of a liability on defense.
I'm not saying that, but Purdue does suck as a team beating presses, correct? Yeah. You were at the game.
We watched it.
And they almost lost because they couldn't beat a press, correct? Yeah. And it wasn't even against a press like Memphis, who Memphis press is proven against good teams.
This is how I feel about my bracket.
I know. I have a lot of red flags, but the play style is just, I feel like
my bracket makes too much sense. That's why I had to pick Louisiana to beat Tennessee because I just have too much logic for it. Like, it makes too much sense.
And, every year it does. As Purdue.
Normally I'm like, yeah, I like this, but I hate my bracket.
As Purdue's a 1 seed facing a 16 seed, they're going to look ahead a little bit too. I'm sure Matt Painter's a good enough coach to realize that they're set to play Memphis or FAU.
They'll be the next 16 seed.
Yeah, they have Zach Edey, so they can't lose a 16 seed. But
And whatever, what I was saying is that Matt Painter's a good enough coach to be able to implement a press break.
And yeah, but here's the problem, though. When you get to this point in the year, you're not changing the identity of your fucking team. You are what you are.
It's not an identity. It's a different strategy, different approach.
I agree with,
just,
no, I see
just
what
getting
Joe's
your
but
ready,
also,
getting
it wasn't,
prepped for this.
But how much time can you spend on a press break? Yeah, exactly. It's not that unrealistic to say FAU beats Memphis and then that's who they're playing.
Exactly.
I'm just saying that.
But they probably do need to implement a better press break anyways, just because they suck at it.
They also
just if we're able to see it, then Purdue's definitely seeing it as well. And knowing it's a weakness of theirs, I think that they'll prepare for it.
I also think Zach Edey having a big game isn't necessary. Like Joey, in the Penn State game, Zach Edey dominated Penn State, and they had a chance to make a shot to win the game.
They were up by 15 with 3 minutes left, though.
Right, but then they were... Penn State was down by 2 with the ball, and they attempted a three-pointer at the end of the game. Like, Penn State had a chance to win the game with Zach Edey having 34 points, with him shooting a very high percentage in that game. So I don't think Zach Edey having a big game necessarily means Purdue's going to win every game.
But here's the thing I will have to say. One, I'm very biased. I just hate Penn State because of Steve. I don't hate Steve. I just don't like how he runs
Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue. And I think that if Purdue wins this game, they're going to go to Final Four.
We won't get into this because I'm picking them to lose. I think if Purdue was to play Duke, who I would probably have them playing in the next round, I think Kyle Filipowski has the best chance out of defending Zach Edey as probably anyone in the tournament. He's a muscular 6'11", 7 foot. So I think he can actually slow him down a lot. And when Zach Edey's playing, gets slowed down, I think Purdue's screwed.
You good, Joe?
Yeah, just hot.
Okay. All right, next game. You got
Duke versus Louisiana. Louisiana's
just,
only
just
here because
I
don't fucking like Tennessee. So, Duke. Kentucky versus Kansas State. The Wildcat Bowl. They're both called the Wildcats, if you didn't know. I'm going to pick Kentucky. Because
I hate you, dude. They are not good. They're going to suck.
One, I like pissing off Dylan. Two, they're not going to be able to defend Oscar. And three, if one of the other players from Kentucky steps up, such as Cason Wallace or maybe Antonio Reeves, if they can just heat up on the outside and maybe make, like they're going to have to double-team
Oscar.
They're
just not
sometimes.
That good, though. I just
they're
going to
have to double-team Oscar sometimes. And if the Kentucky... perimeter players can get their shots to fall, and teams are doubling.
Well, thankfully,
Oscar.
They can't shoot. So
they can sometimes. Antonio Reeves and Cason Wallace can shoot. And Cason Wallace, Coach Calipari's figured out that when Cason Wallace has the ball in his hands, Kentucky's a very much better team.
I don't know if he has. According to our coach, he's an idiot. So.
Well, your coach coaches sophomore basketball. John Calipari won a national championship, so shove it up your ass.
It's really nice to... You can win the fucking race. It is my car analogy. If you got the best fucking car on the track 100 times, you're going to win at least one race. He's got so much talent every year, and he just fucks
it
up.
What the hell?
He didn't start at Kentucky.
Yeah, he had to get to Kentucky.
I know, I'm just saying that, once he started the one-and-done system, which he started, then it's easy.
I do think if none of the other players from Kentucky step it up, then they lose this game.
Okay.
But I believe in Cason Wallace. I really like him. I'm picking Kentucky. Fuck Dylan.
MSU, right. Marquette.
This is another reason I picked MSU. I'm a big storyline guy. I think this would be a really, really fun game. Joey Hauser, one of Michigan State's top players, transferred from Marquette. A Tom Izzo Shaka Smart coaching matchup I think would be really fun too. So I really hope Michigan
Shaka
State
Smart
wins.
Sucks in the tournament though.
Took VCU to a Final Four as an 11 seed.
Oh wait,
out of the play-in.
When was that? I'm just taking. Oh okay, yeah. I'm just saying recently Marquette's not that
but
good.
Also,
in tournament.
Marquette hasn't been that good. Like remember, the last time I think of where they were the higher seed in the first round
I know
was the Murray State
yeah,
game,
Murray
and everyone State. Picked Murray State to win anyways. I mean, they went up against John Morant who.
He's
an absolute assassin on the. I'm not gonna make.
No, he's
mistakes.
A fraud.
But he was sick in college, and obviously he's a very good basketball player. So, anyways, Joey Hauser revenge game, perhaps. I think a fun coaching matchup. But I think Marquette's biggest weakness and how they could lose a game in this tournament is a team with a great post scorer. I don't think Michigan State has that at all, and so I'm gonna have Marquette keep rolling. Also, Michigan State they're not playing well really as of late.
Not. But I just
and
like I feel like Tom Izzo's just good coach.
He is. I think he's.
It's
I think Tom Izzo's an overrated coach.
I don't really rate him. I rate him as a top 20.
Oh yeah, duh. But I think he's washed. What was the game?
He does make some questionable games.
Where it was the worst coaching I had. Oh, the Iowa comeback. I don't
know
what
that was
in
terrible.
The world he was doing because. Like, I'm a big believer in when you're up by three with low on the clock, you should foul. I'm a big believer in that. And I know some coaches aren't, and it works out for them fine, and I can see why you might not want
to. And they're also coaches in college.
Iowa just made five threes in a row, and you're up by three with time winding down.
Yeah, but that one dude, what if one dude hit that, like, there are a lot of things that also could happen where the guy hits the free throw. Like, that,
Michigan and State, also, the other thing, the other problem was Michigan State made most of their free throws. I think they went 10 for 12 from free throws during that comeback.
But A.J. Hager was smiling at the free throw line, missed that second one.
I don't even blame that on him. They totally should have fouled. When you make five threes in less than a minute of game time, you're not letting them shoot again. That was not moronic.
Even like it's not even like it's hard to foul in college basketball. You could foul off ball in college basketball, and it's not a technical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what that is. So I think Thomas might be washed. I think this might
Wait, who are you taking?
I'm taking Marquette.
Marquette?
I think this really? Could be Shaka Smart team. I told you, I'm not totally biased for Michigan State.
I'm taking Michigan State.
They piss me off a lot. Right. I bet on them and they've made me upset.
Joey?
All right, my turn. So, like I said earlier, Illinois and Arkansas, I don't really like either of these teams. I see Kansas winning this matchup pretty easily as one of the top teams in the nation. Next off, St. Mary's versus Iona. Junior Joseph is back.
Do it! And no, we already have a team like this. Make the
if no, you, I do you believe in good, it. Though. I Iowa's actually good.
Oh, they are? Yeah, I know they have Rick solid. Pitino as their coach.
They're good at
that was one. Wait. Also, this is a throwback. One of the first episodes, it's like one of the first five episodes on this podcast, was me talking about Rick Pitino getting hired at Iona. And me saying that they were going to become a tournament team.
Since, guys, breaking news, this will be the last episode of the Fast Break podcast.
Wait, will it? What?
No. I'm
just like, psych.
I actually don't hate Iona to win this game because St. Mary's, like,
fucking bad.
They're not that good. I don't think this is crazy.
They don't have a Nelly Jr. Joseph on their team either.
We don't have...
He is the X factor in this
matchup.
We also
don't have a double... Oh, we have Furman in the Sweet 16. We don't have any crazy... We need to get... We have to get one Cinderella right. So we have to throw as much as you can.
We already got one right. And it's the fucking Dins. The Dins are going. Paladins, baby. Furman.
The Dins, Paladins.
They're losing in the first round, but whatever.
Dicked on by Virginia in the first round.
And we're going to say that UConn, who's a solid Big East team, is just going to fucking lose first round?
Yes.
They're too hyped up. People are taking them to Final Four. Fuck them in the first... Well, fuck them. Let's have them lose in the first round to Nelly Jr. Joseph.
All right. What's up next?
Oh, I love it.
TCU versus Gonzaga is up next. As Alex said earlier, the third best player's out. Gonzaga's getting a little overhated this year. I'm taking Gonzaga in this matchup.
I like that.
Sure,
like that.
I messed with that one, too.
And then next off,
Boise.
It's Northwestern versus UCLA.
Not Boogie Ellis. Boo Booey.
I love Boo Booey. And their three big wins this year were against dominant big men. Against Purdue, Indiana, and Indiana again. And I think that... Trace Jackson Davis, they'll be able to shut Jamie Hawkins. Similar.
Jaime. His name is Jaime.
Your mind's going too fast. You just said Trace Jackson Davis is on Northwestern.
No. They're able to limit Trace Jackson Davis, and they'll be able to do the same to Jaime Hawkins.
He's not that big.
Whatever. They'll be able to do the same. Chase Audi is just a lockdown.
All right.
Well, wait. I got Northwestern. I do actually agree with this pick. Like, genuinely agree with this pick. I think UCLA, I've talked about this with Joey multiple times. They were running like a 6-7-man rotation like all year, and now their second leading scorer and by far best defender, Jalen Clark, is out for the tournament. So I actually kind of like this Northwestern pick. I picked it as well.
Yeah, and including their conference tournament and traveling and having a game in the first round too. Yeah, they're going to be exhausted.
I'm really concerned.
And Northwestern losing out early in the Big Ten tournament.
Wait, what do you mean? What's wrong with UCLA? Wait, the traveling.
I'm concerned with how exhausted their team's going to be because
yeah, their condition.
They literally are going to have five people playing 35 of the minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be bad.
Okay. Next up.
Or they're going to have to play people that shouldn't be playing.
Sweet 16s for. So, first up. Bama versus Furman. We're taking Furman, baby. They're winning the game. They're winning the game. No, I already had it. It's not because I'm getting hyped up. Furman's winning this shit. Alabama's not going to my Final Four. I'm not picking them for my Elite Eight. Screw them. And then next game is Arizona-Creighton. It's Zona. Zona's going.
Okay. You got
Apex?
The energy just died.
I know, because I had no hype up. Like,
Furman!
So, Memphis versus Duke, both teams are absolutely rolling at this point. Like, they're both on fire by now if this is, like, to happen.
So, they're at their peak. Like, this is their shit.
Yeah, this is their shit.
This is their shot.
Now, this is where I think Memphis's inexperience and Duke's... I haven't talked about him yet. Jeremy Roach is an experienced March Madness performer, and I think this is where it really starts to help them out.
And I think Duke... I also don't think Penny Hardaway is a good coach. I really don't. So I think Duke is able to... There's also a battle of two teams who are very... Like, they always get high recruits, or they at least Memphis has recently. They're very talented. I think Duke's going to win, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we have Marquette versus Kentucky. So I did say last round that Marquette's biggest weakness is post-defense. And I don't think...
You're sending Kentucky to the Elite Eight.
No, I'm sending Marquette to the
Elite Okay.
Eight. However, I think Oscar Tshiebwe would have a massive game. And I do think, like I was saying with...
I had Michigan State in my Elite Eight.
Against K-State, I was saying that... Ooh, the Broncos signed Samaje Perine. That's fun.
Okay.
What was I saying? Like I said, I think Kentucky would beat K-State if some of the other players were able to step up. And I think Kentucky would totally be able to lock down those others that I was talking... Marquette would totally be able to lock down the other players from Kentucky that I was talking about and be able to lead them past to the Elite Eight.
All right, so now for my Sweet 16, we're taking Kansas, unfortunately. The Iona run ends. They're just too talented.
Nelly Jr.? No, because we're going to have to do... everyone knows what's going to have to happen in the next region, so we should just all chill.
I like Kansas in this matchup. I think they win pretty easily. And I said the wrong thing last time, but I meant to say it this time. Northwestern versus Gonzaga. I like Northwestern in this matchup a lot. Because
they can defend Drew Timmy. I get it. Okay.
And they're going to be able to defend Drew Timmy. Like, wait, they were able to limit Zach Edey. And they were 1-0 against
Drew Timmy's more mobile. Drew Timmy's more mobile than
Trace Jackson Davis. Yeah, Trace Jackson Davis is also very mobile.
You're really.
And I think they'll be able to limit them inside.
You picked Furman to the Elite Eight. Pipe down.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like Northwestern a lot.
Okay.
And they have a bunch of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we're back to me. Furman versus Arizona. We're taking Arizona. I mean, Furman, they're really good, but this is where it ends. Their second two-day run, and it's a sad day.
I have a question. What makes you think they can beat Alabama but not Arizona?
Arizona also has really good pace, and I just want to kill Alabama. I don't like Alabama.
I think Alabama's so good.
I know they're good. I just don't like them.
I don't even know how they're going
to lose. It's my region. I get to do what I want.
I know. I'm just saying I don't know how you think they'll beat Alabama, but I just don't see how Alabama...
Because at this point, they're at their peak.
I just think Alabama...
And Alabama will be in two average teams that Furman will be in.
Duke and Marquette. I think that Marquette's going to win. So, I haven't mentioned really anyone specific from Marquette up to this point. But I think Tyler Kolek, I'm a big fan of him.
Oh, should we do our all-region teams now after
we... High motor. Yeah, we should do that. Okay. I'm going to just finish this because I'm reading my notes now. So, I thought Duke got past Memphis because of the floor general ability of Jeremy Roach. And I think Jeremy Roach is going to be the best point guard on the floor in most games that they play. But Tyler Kolek's going to be better. He's Big East Player of the Year. I really like him. So out of the East region, headed to the Final Four, I've got Marquette.
Okay.
And then my all-region team was Tyler Kolek from Marquette, Kendrick Davis, who I talked about a lot, from Memphis. Despite the fact I had them being kind of an early exit, I like Keontae Johnson from Kansas State. Kyle Filipowski from Duke, and Oscar Tshiebwe from Kentucky.
Oh, I'll go through my all-conference team then, too. First guard, we got Jameer Young, just a dog from Maryland.
Oh.
Then we got Terquavion Smith, another just great guard from NC State.
First-round exit on the all-tournament team? On the all-region team is a first-round exit?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Thank you.
no, that's not... What?
He's the best... He's a top guard.
Right, but like...
Teams can win without good guard play. It can depend on bigs.
Well, they can win without good guard. I don't know what that has to do with you picking someone who...
I just think he's better. I just think he's good. I think he's good. I think he's a hooper.
Oh, I did mine based on who I thought was going to perform the best in March Madness based on my bracket and my made-up storylines, not who's actually the best.
All right, wait, let me...
Zach Edey wasn't on there.
Well, you have him going to your what?
I have him losing the second round, so he probably shouldn't be on there.
Okay, well, screw that. I'm still doing what I want to do. No, I can go. Forward position, we got Jalen Slauson, Swiss Army Knife. Again, Furman, just dog. Best mid-major player in America.
That
Brandon Miller, certified killer. Like I said, he's a killer. He's got some killers with him at all times. So he's just around the right people. The five people you're around the most are who you become, and he's around killers. So he's next. And at center, we got Ante Brzovic, another first-round exit.
Brzovic!
He's just a good big. I just like him.
Oh, actually, I'm going to change one of my all-tournament team picks because I know I just got up.
Wow!
Here. I'm going to take Tyrese Proctor from Duke instead of Keontae Johnson because I think Tyrese Proctor is going to be a big X factor for Duke, and I do see them going far, so I think he's going to need to play great for them to go far, so I'll take him.
All right, so for my Elite Eight pick, it was Kansas Northwestern. I'm going to do the boring pick and take Kansas. I can't really see Northwestern beating this Kansas team. They're just a juggernaut this year, and I think they'll make it to the Final Four. But for my all-conference team, I got Boo Booey at the one. Top one name in the whole tournament. Got to put him in there.
Not Nelly Jr. Joseph?
Yeah. Nelly. Wow, you're so fake.
He's got a top one name in the region.
Whatever. We got both of them on. Nelly Jr. Joseph was my next pick.
Yeah, woo!
He's deservedly on there. They're going to go on a Cinderella run. He's going to go crazy. He's on the list. Next off, we're doing Jalen Wilson from Kansas as the winner of the region. They deservedly so should have someone on the list. So I put Jalen Wilson. I think he's obviously the best player on their team. Next, I think this is a fairly obvious pick, but I'm going to put Drew Timmy, just post-demon inside. Gonna do nothing. He's gonna be great overseas, not making it anywhere in the NBA. But
yeah, fuck. He's gonna be really, really good in China.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you're mad here in this podcast.
Better learn Chinese, buddy.
And lastly, we're gonna go with a Ford, and we're gonna put Jaime Jaquez in there.
Jaime.
Because he's got a good. He's got.
Wait, you say Grady Dick?
No.
He'll you didn't put Aiden Mahaney?
Nope.
All right. We're still in a cool house, right? Keep the windows up. All right. So we get all that done. Now we are to the West, right?
To the Midwest.
All right. First game, we're doing a group vote.
I think North Carolina is actually an interesting, or not North Carolina, Northern Kentucky is actually an interesting 16 seed.
But they're not winning. I know. That's probably the best 16 seed. And Houston wins. Iowa versus Auburn.
Are we gonna do any explanation? Wait, can we vote first? I vote Auburn.
Auburn.
Oh, fuck. I was going to vote Iowa. But I understand why. I understand either way.
Iowa's all offense.
And Auburn's all defense. So, yeah. And they actually play a little bit of offense.
And I know. I understand. And I was talking to my dad about it, and I've been leaning more and more towards Auburn just because Iowa always sucks in the tournament.
Yeah, and Auburn's always good. Mm-hmm. And I started picking Iowa, and I changed my mind.
All right, Miami, Drake.
Miami. This isn't the 12-5 game. I like Miami.
Okay, wait, Drake. Can I say why?
Yeah.
Okay, they have this guy, Tucker DeVries, and he should be on the all-conference.
I know about Tucker DeVries.
So, player comparisons, Brian Scalabrine in the NBA, Ben Oosterbaan in high school. This motherfucker embodies Ben Oosterbaan.
Did you just compare Ben Oosterbaan to Brian Scalabrine, basically?
Yeah, I did. I actually don't know Brian Scalabrine's gameplay at all. I just guessed. But he backs down little guards that are on him. Miami has some little guards that are, like, really quick, but he's going to back him down. Great three-point shooter. They have a really old team also, which I love about these types of teams. He's averaging 19 a game. He's 6'7", and he beat a solid Bradley team that is known for their defense, and he shot well from three. He's just a bucket, and these are the guys, Tucker DeVries, are type of guys that, like, show out in the tournament, I feel like, that have an all-around skill set. And he's not going to depend on his speed. Like, most guys in mid-majors, like, they depend on, like, speed. He's just fundamental. Like, Luka Doncic type of shit where he's doing a slow Euro step. That's Tucker DeVries.
I think the only problem is that Isaiah Wong is probably good enough a defender to hang with him.
He's going to back him down.
The problem is Isaiah Wong's not small. He's a forward. He's a wing.
But oh, shoot.
Problem is...
He's still going to back him down.
He can back him down, but, like, you can have a big performance from Tucker. I also like Tucker. I do know a bit about him. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win.
No, but the rest of the guys also can shoot the three ball well.
I don't think this is the
team. And they're an older team. Joey, who are you voting?
I'm voting for Miami. I like them a lot.
You're a skank.
They have Wong. He can get a bucket at any time. He could drop a dog.
That's the
right
Wong
in
pick,
head.
Joey. It's actually not. It's the white pick. So I'm going to go with Miami as well.
Yep, Miami.
All right, IU versus Kent State.
This is my real-life big upset that I like a lot. I really like Kent State. They're so much fun. They lost to Charleston, Houston, and one other solid team by a combined 14 points. I'm actually going to look this up.
I have Indiana.
Yeah, that means that they lose to a good team again.
Right, and
yeah.
These are all away games, by the way.
So this is another away game.
I'm just saying
game.
They have the potential.
I'm just saying that IU's there. Winning. Joey, yeah. Please vote IU.
IU has a traveling fan base. Yeah. So they're going to have the home court advantage.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. You took away my team. Kentucky's bad. We agree.
Actually, no. Joey took it away.
Yeah.
I do actually really like them to advance. They have Sincere Carey. He's a whole lot of fun. He's going to lock up Jalen Hood-Schifino and give him buckets. Jalen Hood-Schifino's kind of gone.
It's too late. He's gone. They're gone.
But you got to explain yours when yours was done, so I'm going to explain mine, too.
Okay, that's fine.
So I like Kent State in that game.
All right. But they don't. Iowa State versus Mississippi State or Pitt. I'm taking whoever wins that first four matchup.
If it's Mississippi State, which we did pick Mississippi State, I don't think Mississippi State will be Iowa State. They do the exact same thing. They both
play games. I picked Pitt.
But Iowa State, oh yeah, we did pick Pitt. Sorry, we all picked Pitt. I don't know what I'm talking about. If it is Mississippi State,
say if it's Pitt.
Okay, if it's Pitt, I pick Pitt.
Okay, we're picking Pitt. Just pick that one.
If Mississippi State plays Iowa State, I won't.
Then you can switch your bracket last.
I know, I won't watch that game because it'll suck.
Xavier versus Kennesaw State. I like Kennesaw State. I watched some of their.
I like them too, not that much.
Yeah, but Xavier's just better.
Yeah, no, good. No Zach Fremantle for Xavier is gonna hurt at some point.
Mm-hmm. Texas A&M versus TAMU versus Penn State. TAMU.
I like Penn State a lot.
Penn State. I think they could beat literally any team in the tournament.
Yeah.
Also, I know we're picking Colgate next round, and a Penn State versus Colgate game would be so much fun.
That would be electric.
A lot of threes. I think Penn State can genuinely beat any team in the country.
Yeah. And they have a great dynamic playmaker in Jalen Pickett,
too. All right.
And I didn't know a ton about him before last week, but Seth Lundy's awesome.
Lundy? Fucking love that dude.
And you didn't pick him.
All right.
Although Texas A&M is very underseeded in that.
No, I did pick Texas A&M.
Yeah, he's not on Texas A&M.
He's on Penn State?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love Lundy.
What?
You said his last name is Lundy.
Joey, is this guy a fraud?
Who?
Dylan.
I don't know who he is. I don't know who
Dylan
he is.
Dylan doesn't know ball.
I don't know. I didn't watch that much Penn State basketball.
Boo.
I just know Jalen Pickett.
Boo.
All right. Texas versus Colgate.
Colgate.
If this is an alternate universe where we actually picked winners, we're picking Texas, and Texas is a good team.
Who is we?
We is over
there. Who is more grit? Who hits more threes? Who is a better identity?
Texas has more grit. They lost their coach, and then they played better without him.
Yeah, well, their coach was a rapist, so he kind of touched some of them, and that's why they weren't locking in.
But he's coming back.
He punched his wife, right?
Yeah.
I know the Chargers got dropped, but... We don't like to get political on here very often. He totally did it.
Did OJ do it?
The glove didn't fit.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Yeah, OJ did it.
All right. So now we're back up to the top. Houston versus Auburn.
I don't think
Houston's gonna win their brand of basketball.
I wouldn't be shocked if Auburn won this.
Yeah,
game,
I know,
honestly.
But yeah. I think
well,
that
we'll pick Houston.
I'm picking Houston just because Houston's the best at their brand. I think
they are pretty good at their brand.
All right, Miami versus IU.
You mean Miami versus Kent State?
No, we didn't pick them.
Miami. Well, I'm gonna pretend like Kent State's here.
No, well, then,
and in that case, I'm picking the Golden Flashes to advance.
All right, so me and Joey will decide. Joey,
I like Miami.
What?
Please pick opposites.
I like Miami.
You're just going to pick against me.
No, I won't. I won't necessarily.
I kind of... Well, are you going to pick Miami or Indiana?
Do you have a coin in the car so I can flip it?
Go. Just say who do you want.
One second. We got to find a coin.
Well, I don't have this game. This game isn't real.
He wants Indiana. Pick Miami.
I have one type of color pencil. Is it blue or yellow?
No, blue. I want the coin.
Is it blue or yellow? You have to choose. I'm picking Indiana.
It's blue.
It's yellow.
So that means since Joey made the wrong pick in the first round, he gets the wrong color, and the wrong color was blue. Do you have a coin, actually, that I can... I don't know where
I don't have... Do you want to do one online?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. If it's heads, it's Indiana.
If it's heads, Dylan wins. If it's tails, Joey wins. Tails never fails.
Oh, I'm the first flip. That's so unfair. It's always tails on the first flip.
Flip a coin.
I'm sorry, viewers.
It's heads!
It's...
Yes! IU advances!
That's just wrong, though.
Yeah, it is the wrong pick.
It's the wrong pick.
We could have had a perfect bracket, whatever.
Yeah, we could have, if we picked Kent State.
All right, Pitt versus...
You know what? Could I pick Kent State?
Yeah! Yes!
No,
it's too late. No, stop.
Kent State Final Four.
I'm kidding.
You can't change it to that.
Pitt versus Xavier.
You got to change it back.
Pitt versus Xavier.
All right, TAMU. Oh, wait, no. We pick Penn State versus Colgate.
Highly defensive game. Not a lot of
Are we going to do Joey's speech? Because Joey didn't even make a speech this episode. Like, this is his speech. That's fine. I think everyone knows
do it, do it when they win the championship.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. What's the bet? Because last year you never did your 1/8 of a milk mile.
You were supposed to
And you
that.
Bet him to win the fucking championship.
That was just cap. I never said that.
Yeah, you but did.
Fine of this. Pull this tape. This footage would exist.
I remember when he left my house, he was like, I'm not doing
so
that.
It doesn't exist on tape, Dylan.
It does, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. All right. What are we doing this year?
My fingers
what happens if What happens if Colgate loses first round?
Nothing. There are 15.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't ruin a fuck.
They cover the spread. If they don't cover the spread.
Okay, what about if they don't cover the spread?
I don't know. You have Jimmy's doghouse. On me?
Yeah.
No, that's kind of.
But it can't be. It can't be a big meal. Yeah. It's okay. Only like one. You have to buy a one main and one side. One main and one side.
You just like fries. You just think it's fries.
No,
yeah, fries. I like that.
No, no. Can you buy me two corn dogs? It's the same as fries, pretty much.
Yeah, sure. All
right, two corn dogs for me.
Okay.
They better fucking cover.
If they do cover,
you don't.
I want them to cover.
I know they better cover that for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we have Xavier.
Can we do it the other way if they don't cover?
No.
What? Why?
Because he ruins the bracket every year with this shit. So, I mean,
ruins.
We lost both lives.
You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say, it's not over until Colgate wins. Sing with me.
All right, Colgate versus Xavier.
I just gave a little song, so we'll pick
Colgate.
Houston versus Indiana.
I'll pick Indiana. Brits is already fucked six ways
Indiana
to Sunday,
versus what?
So we'll pick Indiana.
Pursue?
Indiana,
Houston.
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 Oh, man.
Houston versus Colgate.
Sing with me. Picture this.
Picture. All right, make your pick, Alex.
I want you guys to pick first.
All right, you pick.
Colgate. I have to. You guys don't have to follow me.
Houston.
They're not playing Houston yet, are they?
Yeah,
they
Colgate, there? Houston. They're in the Elite Eight now.
Right. It's time that this comes to an end. This has been going on for way too long.
I should pick Indiana.
Houston's the most overrated team in the damn country.
Yeah. All right.
Give me Colgate.
Who do we pick? Colgate versus.
Oh no! Do the other one first, because this.
Arizona versus who do you have? Marquette.
Marquette.
Arizona. Arizona.
Wrong.
Arizona's so much better.
Arizona.
Oh, let's go. Fuck you! I don't even need your vote.
Oh, Joey.
I don't need
your vote. You might have just made a big
mistake. Tyler Kolek is not him.
All right.
He looks like me though.
All right.
I don't see people who look like
Kansas
me.
Versus Colgate.
Kansas.
What? No, Joey, stop.
Psych.
Like you really thought? Got him. It was... Alright, so we're picking Colgate?
Well, hold on. Dylan, make your pick.
No, because you just want to have the suspense. So I'm just going to fuck
you. Oh, so you're going to pick Colgate. You're going to be the one who puts Colgate in the championship, and it won't be on me.
Yeah,
it's
you're
on
right.
You.
Yeah.
It's on Dylan.
Wait, no. Actually, no.
Let the record
actually,
show.
Actually, no. The dick man's coming. I think
let
it's going to be...
Let the Keegan record show.
Kansas. That... I'm picking Kansas.
Fuck you. What show are we on?
Fast Break Podcast.
What do we do on the Fast Break Podcast?
We pick Colgate.
You're damn right we do. Next
You're
game.
Damn right. Colgate versus Arizona.
All right, you guys make your pick so I can pretend to pick Arizona?
No, Joey gets last pick.
No, because we know what he's going to pick, so he has to go first.
Colgate.
I'll go second if you want.
I'll pick, unpopular opinion, I'll pick Colgate.
Wait, you should pick first, though, because I might go to the other side.
No, I don't care. Arizona. No, we already know what you're going to pick. You're trying to build suspense.
I so badly want to prove Dylan wrong by picking Arizona, mm-hmm. but I also...
Yeah, you won't do it, though. You won't do it.
All right. Joey, give me a... Each of you give... You get...
Wait, breaking news. Aaron Haaland has scored 5 goals.
Haaland. Okay.
That's a sign. Arizona.
That's... Azulis five. Is
five
white,
times
also.
3, 15. Colgate's a 15 seed.
Whoa! All right, you each get 45 seconds to plead your case. Dylan, you go first in 3,
I don't want
to
plead my case,
one,
too.
Go.
Yeah, all right.
I don't care enough.
So, basically, I think that Colgate
five.
Is a toothpaste brand. I have 45
Four.
Seconds. Colgate is a toothpaste brand.
Joey, please.
But there are other good toothpaste brands also.
Like Arizona... Clean teeth.
Arizona is a type of iced tea. I like iced tea.
Iced tea messes up your teeth. Colgate fixes that.
Not necessarily. If you have good iced tea is iced tea. That's Where correct. Is this happening?
Breaking news, Ice-T is Ice-T.
Energy Stadium. Energy Stadium's in Houston. Ice-T is something you drink down in Houston because it's hot. Okay. And it originates from Houston. Can I say my time?
You're at 44 seconds. All right. You're done.
So,
all right, Joseph.
Because of that.
Oh, you're Ice-T, done. You're done. Nothing. This is.
It's my fucking show. I get anymore. To talk when
it
I want.
Count. I don't have to listen.
All right, that's fine.
La, la, so, la.
So.
I'm done.
Because of that, we're picking Arizona. Oh. Just so we can give Alex what he fucking wants, because Alex is going to cry. He's going to run off the show.
Joe gets to plead his case now. You have 45 seconds. Go.
I would like to call Dylan to the stand.
Oh! Okay.
When was the last time you drank iced tea?
Yesterday. This afternoon. Arizona iced tea. Actually, I have it at my house.
When was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Before I did that. No, actually this morning, if we're being serious.
This morning?
I didn't use Colgate, though. I used a different type of brand.
Toothpaste is an essential part of life. Whereas one hand,
I'm gonna drink iced tea.
It's a simple pleasure. Arizona, on the other hand, is a bottom 10 state in the country. Colgate.
What are you talking about?
Massachusetts.
That's just not true. You're taking Massachusetts over Arizona. I'm just making sure. Have you ever been to Massachusetts? I've been to Massachusetts.
Boston's a fun place.
Hey. Massachusetts fucking sucks.
You're getting 10-second extension.
He gets as many seconds as he wants, I guess.
By the way, you have like 5 seconds left of your extension. So.
When was the last time you listened to music? We have a man named Keegan Records on our team. We're going to break records in the tournament. It's all coming all together.
Right, Joe, you're done. I'm going to pick Arizona. That's it. That's the show.
Wait. Joey.
Take me home.
I'm being serious for real this time.
All right, Alex, I mean...
wait a minute. I wasn't done. I'm picking Arizona to win the national championship. Next year, because it's Keegan Records season, and Colgate is winning it all.
Wait. Woo-hoo! If we do this next year now, you have to pick Arizona.
I'll have to pick Arizona all the way through the bracket, no matter what.
Yeah, me too. I'll pick Arizona next year, too.
You go against Colgate?
Colgate's not going to make it next year.
Oh,
you fake!
Wait,
you
to the NIT.
Alright, wait. Do you want to just say, what's your, like,
Colgate's going to get moved to the SEC next
Anyone got a score prediction that we can type in here? 117-0. I like that one.
That seems pretty accurate.
I actually prefer 119.
To 2?
I'll give him 1.
Okay. Azulis Tubelis hits a free throw.
Hi, Jack.
We should make a Twitter page so we can post this.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right, fine. We'll make a Twitter
Joey,
page, too.
Guy. You make it.
All right. See ya.
Follow the Fast Break Podcast on Twitter.
Yep. Follow us on Twitter.